Welcome to Be All You Are, a midlife awakening podcast. I'm your host, Kaina Paranjape. I'm a former corporate executive, two-time entrepreneur, and mama. I've worked with and partnered with major brands and even helped a celebrity launch an award-winning business. But I also believe that who we are is not just reflected on our LinkedIn profile. When I was 30, my husband became suddenly critically ill, and after 8 years of living with a difficult illness, he passed away. This experience taught me that we need to claim our dreams now, embrace all we are, and create an amazing life along the way. Today, I help women like you navigate through change and transition to their next level of freedom and fulfillment, whatever that looks like for you. This podcast is all about stepping into all you are. It's about reconnecting to your inner voice so you can hear the whispers of your deepest dreams and cultivate the courage and a plan to create the life that is waiting for you. Now head out on that solo walk or settle into a cozy spot with a favorite beverage and join me. So welcome everyone to your next era. This is a 3-day masterclass all about unlocking the more that is inside of you. And I want to ask you, what do you feel when I say those words, the more inside of you? What kind of bubbles up to the surface for you as I share that? I have said those words to myself on many occasions throughout my life. I was just actually reflecting on it before I hopped on with you guys today, and I was thinking about the times in my life where I felt this call, this pull towards something more. So one of those times was in my 20s when I had done a degree in environmental science and geography, and my parents were both academics and they really wanted me to do a master's degree. And I felt no desire to do that. I had this feeling, no, I'm meant for more. And more doesn't mean necessarily, you know, more stuff or more title or, you know, more success in a traditional sense. It means more of you. And so at that time in my 20s, I chose a different path and I ended up working in the fashion industry and in the lifestyle retail industry for over 20 years. So I know that all of you are here because you felt that call of more inside you as well. And the thing is that as I've talked to women over the last few years, hundreds of women, and actually a few who are on this call, I've heard them say those exact words. I knew that there was more for me. I knew that there was more inside of me and that there is more available to me and that I'm meant for more. That's really what this is about. But what I want to really make clear from the get-go is that those words don't come from up here. That feeling of more does not come from your mind. It doesn't come from your thinking, planning, productive mind. That feeling of more comes from within. It comes from, I'm like pointing to like right under my heart, right? It comes from a deep knowing. It comes from your soul. And we feel it there almost, right? Like you feel it, like they would say, like in your gut or in your heart. It's like you get this feeling very sort of deep within you that I'm meant for more and I desire more. Now, what happens, of course, is that our mind takes over, and that's where all the doubt and the fear creeps up around it. And we tend to listen to our minds. We've been really taught to listen to our minds more than we listen to our soul. But we are going to begin to shift that, because when we listen to our soul, life opens up for us. It just expands and opens up, and things you would have never thought possible become possible. So how many of you feel, and I'm hoping I know what the answer is here, but how many of you feel that there is more inside of you? More potential, more strength, more talent, more gifts, more possibilities. I want to lift it up her hand. Yes, amazing. You could type yes in the chat. Yes, so many yeses. I do. Absolutely more. Yes, 10,000%. I love it, Taylor. Yes. So you know that there is more inside of you, and that is why you're here. And this is the starting point because for a lot of us, what we do is that we recognize the more, like we get the feeling, but then we let our mind take over and we push it aside. The fact that you are here and you are with me right now means that you are no longer willing to push it aside and you're no longer willing to let your mind take over. So important. I'd love to hear from you now. What does more mean to you? So when you think of more, and you don't have to have like a long description, but like what bubbles to the surface when I say, what does more mean to you? More freedom, beautiful, creativity, money. Yes, absolutely. No LOL needed. Fully expressed in work and life, purpose, time. More self-actualization without holding myself back. Purpose, yes. New beginnings. Oh my goodness, it's so good. There's so much ju juicy stuff in this chat. Not being afraid to take risks. Yes, that's such a big one, Tatiana. And we are going to really be diving into that tomorrow, okay? Because I have realized that we have really trained ourselves and been trained to be so afraid of risk to the point where, we are those risks, those like that that sense of not wanting to take a risk becomes a wall, right? It literally becomes a wall blocking our path, our soul's path. Freedom, intentional living, exceptional experiences, fulfillment, belief. Yes, this is all what we're going to be nurturing. We're going to be nurturing all of these things this week. So we are going to be spending the next 3 days together. And then, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to take a break. It's going to be sort of an integration day. I'm going to be giving you journaling exercises throughout the week. And then on Friday, I'm hosting a Q&A and live mentoring session. So this is your opportunity to submit a question, to be mentored live. And if you haven't already sent me something, then today when I send you the replay, if you could just respond and let me know, like, what is your specific question? What would you like support with? Because during Friday's session, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be really diving deep into your specific, challenges or desires or roadblocks or dreams, whatever it is that you need support with. So we'll be doing that on Friday. And if you can't join on Friday, that's also okay because what we'll do is, if there's time, I will address it and then you can watch the recording. So don't worry if you're not able to make it live on Friday. My intention for this masterclass is for you to finish this week feeling like you have a vision for what you want for your next era. So, what does your next era look like? And we're going to talk about that a little bit more and define it. I also want you to know what those first steps are in order to take, in order to really see progress towards it, and in a way that is a little bit more than baby steps. Because you know what? I know everyone on this call knows how to make baby steps. And I think it's, Tatiana brought up the idea of risk. I think we need to make bolder moves. And I want to challenge us to be bold and to go beyond the baby steps because we've all gotten to this point and we know how to do that. And I want us to go beyond the baby steps. So that's the other thing we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And I also just want you to finish this week feeling conviction and knowing that what you want is meant for you. And now it is up to you to create it and to magnetize it towards you. So that's really what I want you to feel at the end of this week, that that's what you received from our time together. So today we're going to begin crafting a vision for your next era. We're going to actually, I'm going to give you that assignment at the end of the session to write a vision for your next era, like a statement. We're going to be shining a light on your dreams. Maybe dreams that you've put aside or that you've really never acknowledged, or maybe they're there and you've started taking steps towards them, but maybe you feel like there's still a lot holding you back. We're going to emphasize how important your dreams are. You know, we talk about wanting to live up to our full potential and to step into fully who we are and to feel fulfilled, right? We talk about all those things. But in order to achieve that feeling, we need to be willing to really boldly move on to the path that is for us. We need to be willing to do that. And when we do that, that is how we step into all that we are. That is how we become a full expression of who we are. And that's how we are able to lead others as well. And, you know, be the fullest version of ourselves for our families and for our kids and for our partner. And so that's what we're going to do today. Tomorrow, I just want to make sure I go over the week a little bit. Tomorrow, we are going to work on making a quantum leap towards that next era vision. So like I said, we want to go bold, not baby steps, but bold. And the universe needs a signal from you that you're ready for your next era. When you make a bold move, the universe pays attention, right? And then comes to meet you halfway there. So we're going to talk about what that bold yet simple move for you could be. And this is how we get momentum going, right? We just make a decision. We make a simple yet bold decision that can change everything. Then on Wednesday, we're going to talk about the blueprint for changing your life. And, you know, in the session, you're going to hear things that you're like, oh, I've done that before. I've used that skill or that, you know, that tactic or that strategy before without even realizing it, right? But when we put to work all of this wisdom and knowledge that we have, and we put it to work towards creating our beautiful vision for our next era, then, you know, things fall into place. And so that's what we're going to work on Wednesday. And then, of course, Friday is our interactive mentorship and Q&A session. So that's on Friday. Before we get started in today's session, I wanted to remind you of two things, three things actually. The first is to join the Facebook group if you haven't already. In the Facebook group, I'll be sharing the homework and the replays and all of those things. So for sure, join the Facebook group. I'm also going to invite you, thank you, Femi, for sharing that. I'm going to invite you to book a connect call. So if we haven't already connected either last week or if we don't already have a call booked this week, please go ahead and book a 20-minute call. It's really a chance for us to get to know each other, for me to understand where you are in your journey and what you're envisioning for your next era and how I might be able to support you, even if it's just helping to point you in the right direction after this week. So definitely book a call. And then just to remind you, the replays will also be sent out every day after our session. So that's all good. You can watch it if you don't get a chance to sit in and listen to the whole thing today. So every day this week, I'm going to be diving into a topic with you. I'm going to be giving you journaling prompts and questions to consider throughout the session and even in the evening when you have some quiet time and to really dive deeper on your own. And finally, I want to continue to hear from you in the chat. So I can't see you. I know you can see me, but I can't see you. So I'm just imagining all of your beautiful faces sitting at your laptop or on your phone or wherever you may be. And so I can't see you, but the chat is all yours. So I, you know, please do use it. You can comment, you can ask questions, you can ask for clarity, you can leave a heart if something is resonating with you. And we can continue the chat from here into the Facebook group via email or DMs, right? Like I'm on LinkedIn and on Instagram, so feel free to connect with me there. I think that there is a, there's like a little smiley face, Iwana, in the chat. And I think if you click on that, there's, you know, you can, yeah, exactly. Amazing. Okay, so I wanted to also ask you to give your full attention as much as you can to these sessions. So close your other tabs, be with here with me for about an hour, maybe a little bit more. Have like, you know, a glass of water. I have my water here, or coffee or tea, and a notebook and pen on hand. But also just know that if you have other things going on, you have kids around, or you have other work things happening, just give us what you can. You will still get so much out of this. So let me properly introduce myself for those of you that I don't know. My name is Kaina Paranjape, and I'm the founder of All You Are, an empowerment platform and community for women over the age of 35. So this is not to exclude anyone who's under the age of 35. If you are here and you're under the age of 35, welcome. I love you. I'm so glad you're here. But I do believe that it's at a certain stage of life that we've spent decades of our life doing research. This is what Carl Jung says, the famous psychologist. He says that, you know, the best times in our life are truly after 40, because it is in the decades prior that we've done our research, right? Just by living our lives. We're only now really starting to understand who we are, what we desire, and what feels meaningful to us, right? Up until now, likely you have followed a certain path. Yes, you know, have agency and you've chosen what you've wanted to do, but it's been highly influenced by your parents, your culture, society at large, like what you have chosen for yourself. It's definitely a reflection of who you are, but I think at this point in your life, you start to truly awaken to what lights you up and what feels in alignment for you and to your authentic self. So this is a magical, magical time in all humans' life, but I believe in a woman's life, because it's not just a spiritual, psychological, emotional awakening. There's obviously like biological changes that go alongside that. So it can be a very challenging time, but I truly believe that this is our becoming time. This is the time where we have the opportunity to step into all that we are. And I absolutely believe that the best is yet to come. But we've had those decades of programming, right? Decades of being told that this is what is valued and this isn't, and this is how one should act and this isn't, and this is a safe path and this is definitely not a safe path, right? And all of that has led us to put ourselves in a box and to buy into limitations that we've been sold. So this is what I want us to disrupt today, right? I want us to tap into who we are, who you are, into your unique path, into your unique knowing, and create from there. Which brings me to the first thing that I, you know, honestly, if there's one thing that you take away from today's session, I want you to remember that you are the creator of your life. You are the creator of your life. You created everything in your life today. You can like look around at the room that you're in, or, you know, your contacts on your phone, or your Facebook friends, or your neighbors, all of it, you know, you created that. And there's so much power in that, right? And there may be things that you aren't especially happy about, right? Like it could be work, it could be relationship, it could be, you know, financial abundance. It could be many different things. And believe me, I have been there. I've been in many situations in my life where I've been like, how did I create this? Like, how on earth could I have created this? But the truth is, it's not owning up to the fact that we are the creators of our life is not to shame you or embarrass you. If anything, it's to empower you to know that you can change it. You know, you were a part of creating it. You were the leader in creating it. And now you can change it. You can change it. You can alchemize it. And you can create whatever you want and need. So it's the most important thing I want you to take away from today. The second thing I want you to remember is that each one of you is here for a unique soul journey. So regardless of what you believe from a religious or spiritual standpoint, I am guessing that we can all agree that we are more than like a meat suit, as they say, right? We have a spirit and we have a soul, and we chose to come here and to go on an adventure. And it is our responsibility to honor our one and only life by continually being willing to say yes to our journey and to say yes to the opportunities and the challenges, especially the challenges that come in front of us. So I'm also the host of Be All You Are, which is a podcast. It's called Be All You Are, a Midlife Awakening podcast. And it's all about stepping into all you are. I host amazing guests. And then we also just share stories and lessons learned through this transition of life, right? And so I'll share the link to that in the replay. So for those of you that are here for the first time, you can absolutely tune into that. There are a few ways that I work with women. I host every couple of months, I host a free masterclass, and they're all different because I really tune into what I feel is most needed and what is most desired. And I feel like your next era came to me like that. It was like, oh my gosh, there's this time and we're all stepping into this next era. And what does that look like to create that? And I just felt really excited by that. So I host those. I also host a 6-month mastermind group program. It's a smaller, intensive group program. And we, you know, work together to really set a authentic vision for you and your transformation. And then week over week, we work on that together. I do a small amount of one-on-one mentoring. And then also I am in the midst of launching a new membership. I've been doing this sort of under the radar, but I'm soon going to be opening it up. And this is going to be a lower investment, but very high value option that I'm really excited about. And I'm going to be sharing more about that with you tomorrow. So, you know, there's lots of different ways that we can stay in touch and or potentially work together. But the most important thing is to book a call. So if you book a call, we can just figure out what makes the most sense for you. Anybody who knows me knows that this isn't about me trying to sell you something. It's more of an invitation. And if you feel called towards something, then that is the right thing, right? That's really all it is. Okay, so for the beautiful souls here who already know me, welcome. So glad to see you again. I'm so happy you're here. And you will have heard this story before, but I know there are so many new women who have joined who, you know, have not heard this. And I think it's important because it provides context to why I am doing this work and why I'm so passionate about you creating a vision for your next era and knowing that you can step into all that you are and step into your expansion. So from a professional standpoint, I spent over 20 years working in the retail industry for big brands like Old Navy and Banana Republic and Joe Fresh and Indigo. I also had my own business, a company called Bricka that I ran for about 7 years. It was later acquired. And we sort of highlighted and served under the radar artisans and designers as part of that business. And then I founded All You Are, which started off as a product business until I transitioned it into what I do now. And in my last full-time role, I was the VP of brand and merchandising for Houseplant, which is Seth Rogen's cannabis lifestyle company. So I spent the 3 years during the pandemic on Zoom with Seth Rogen, which is hilarious and very surreal, but was really incredible experience. And it was while I was there that I really felt that feeling again of there's more inside of me, there's more inside of me. And I just knew it was time again to create. And I had a vision. I had a vision of supporting and guiding women to step into all that they are. And that is through my own personal journey. So that's my professional journey. And I always say that we have a life that is not bullet points on our LinkedIn profile. You'll hear me say that quite a lot, because I believe we're so much more than that, right? And So when I was 30 years old, and just for full transparency, I'm 48 now, I'll be 49 in February. So when I was 30 years old, my husband and I were living in California, and he got suddenly very sick, to the point where he was in the ICU for 4 months, really fighting for his life. And when he was able to leave the hospital, he had a medical condition that was not solvable. Like, it was just something that we had to live with. He was on an IV for 14 hours a day. He had an ostomy, and we knew that he wasn't going to age into his 70s or 80s, right? And we were the same age. We were 31 at the time. And so for the next 8 years, we managed his illness until he passed away at the age of 38. So that was almost 10 years ago. So it was October 17th that he passed away. And so now it's been 10 years this October, which is just crazy to me when I think about it. But, you know, those 10 years that he was ill was, for me, this journey inwards. And that's what I'm going to talk with you a lot about over the next few days, is for you to go within, right? Like, as much as I'm here to share with you how to create your next era and to provide support and community for you to do that and not feel like you're doing it alone, which is so important, I know that you have what you need inside of you to create that. You have it. And it's really about tapping back in to that relationship with yourself. And, you know, for me, in those long 8 years of dealing with this very much active illness day to day, right? Like hospitalizations, dealing with an IV, it was a lot. And it was not sort of like once in a while, it was a daily thing. And in the meantime, I was still working at Indigo. I still started a business, all these things. But really what that experience taught me is that I still had the agency to create my life. And so after he passed away, you know, there was like another era. I'm going to talk about the eras, right? But there began a new era of healing and a different kind of exploration. But it was in those years where my life looked vastly different from any of my friends or colleagues, right? People were trying to have a family, or they were going on holidays and getting promoted at work and buying houses. That's what people were doing. And my life looked really different. So I couldn't go and ask other people, what do I do? How do I handle this? There was no one who could give me advice based on their experience. So I had to go within. I had to like find my own knowing and my own wisdom and find my own way. And that's what I'm going to really invite you to do this week. I want you to tap into this part of you that just knows, that knows there's more inside of you, that knows what you need to do. And yes, there's fear, and yes, there's trepidation around what that might be, but you know it, right? So let's tap into that. Okay, before we get started, I want to take a moment to ask you to ask yourself, why did you sign up for this masterclass series? What are you hoping to hear or learn? Just take a moment to write it down in maybe one sentence. And if you could share it in the chat, that would be great, because I would love to have an understanding of what is it that brought you here and what are you hoping to take away? Alexia says, I'm ready for a new beginning in my life and wish to be empowered and supported by like-minded women. Oh, beautiful, Alexia, and you're totally in the right place for that. Loretta says, I have felt ready for the next era, but unsure what my next steps are. I'm hoping to hear what I need to awaken my soul, because I know I have felt this before. Yes. And I think, Loretta, that's so beautiful. And I think it also speaks to what I'm reading in your message is, you felt this before, but this time is different. This time you are ready to move, right? I love that. Yes, it can absolutely feel scary at times. Shira says, I'm just exited my previous company. I'm trying to clear out all the thoughts in my head to understand what can be next for me. Yes, this is such a beautiful place to begin, Shira. I'm excited for you, honestly. Letha says, Is going up in the chat. I'm taking steps into my next era. I need to find the patience and faith as it unfolds. Yes, patience and faith. And faith is so critical, right? Because we need to have conviction that what it is that we want is meant for us. And therefore, as long as we keep moving towards it, it is coming. Lori says, learning a way of being that is consistent with my dreams and goals. Don't know if that is a practice or what it looks like and how to balance heart speak with head speak. Yes. I mean, it's so true because we're used to the head speak, right? And we can sense the difference in our heart speak, but what does it feel like to move from our heart? Oh my gosh, it feels so powerful, right? When we move from our heart and from just this knowing, it is so much more powerful than moving from our head. Jennifer says, going through big changes, facing the unknown with confidence and peace. Yes, trusting your path. Cher says, at a crossroad, and I feel the new era of my life is on the brink. Yes, yes, yes. Momentum. I'm ready to take the next step. Learning to untangle anxiety from gut instinct and getting back to my bravery. Yes, getting back to your heart. Because you know what? Your heart still feels fear, but your heart leads you through that fear. Your mind just can halt you, right? But your heart will lead you through the fear. And then Chernelle says, I feel like I'm putting all the foundations in place. I feel like I'm right on the edge of my next leap, a new iteration, a louder, confident, more open evolution. Beautiful. Want to be surrounded by a like-minded community that will inspire and provide clarity. Yes, I love that, Tatiana. And you know that's what's happening. Learning to listen to my intuition and getting the courage to make a change. Yes, that's so powerful. Okay, I'm gonna keep going. Thank you for sharing these. And you know, we may go over more than 1 p.m. today. So I hope that if you're able to stay, that's great. But if not, again, it's recorded. Because I really, for me, this is less about the time and it's more about the message, right? I want you to get the message. And if it takes longer than an hour, then so be it. It takes longer than an hour. And so this is so beautiful what you've all shared. And we are going to use that as a launching pad for envisioning your beautiful next era. So what is an era, right? Besides being a word that Taylor Swift has like done wonders for, truly. I mean, it's so funny because I feel like so many women even messaged me and were like, oh my God, I love that you use the word era. And I think it's like linked to, you know, Taylor Swift and her album and her tour. But era is a long and distinct period of history with a particular feature or characteristic. That's what an era is, a long and distinct period of history with a particular feature or characteristic. And so for the sake of this exercise that we're doing together, I want you to think about an era as being around 10 years, right? Like roughly 10 years. So when I think about my last two eras, for example, my 30s and my 40s, so in my 30s, that era was filled with challenges, right? It was survival. It was tragedy. It was like going deep and getting resourceful. And when I say resourceful, I mean in all the ways, financially, emotionally, psychologically, just like conjuring up all that I needed to make it through that difficult time. And then my last era, say in the last 10 years, was about healing and growing and understanding who I was. And, you know, after that many years looking after someone, you become a caregiver, you sort of, your identity is rolled up in being that. And so I had to unravel that and kind of understand who I was, what was holding me back. And now I'm in a whole other era. And for me, this era is about expansion and abundance and receiving and calling in all that I know that I deserve. And I would say this era that I'm now in began maybe 2.5, 3 years ago. And I can tell you, it feels so distinct to me now of when the shifts happened. And in the last 2.5, 3 years, for example, I left a marriage that wasn't aligned, and honestly, really wasn't ever aligned, but you know, all in divine timing. So I left that marriage. I found a home for my daughter and I that is exactly what I wanted. Like, down to it's like a brand new little house just for the two of us with a garden, like, literally checked every box. And that I manifested. I'm now in a relationship with a wonderful man who is a partner to me and who sees me for who I am. You know, I'm doing my soul's work. I'm doing the work that I know that I'll be doing, like, basically until I transition, like, and transition, you know, went into out of this world. I will be doing this work as long as I can. And so it is so interesting to look at your life in eras. And I'm now in my era of claiming what I want, embodying it, meaning stepping into the knowing that I'm going to receive what it is that I want. And this is what I want for you too. I want you to step into your next era. So, really quickly, how would you describe your last 10 years? So, your era, your last 10 years, what is one word that you would use to describe your last era? Provider, exhausting, incubation period, motherhood, yes, experimenting, excavating and relearning. Ooh, that's powerful. Textbook. Yeah, I think a lot of us can relate to that, Gurpreet. That's a great word to use. I can definitely recall my textbook era too. And I know that so many women can relate to that. Okay, so now I want you to share. We're gonna leave the past in the past, right? And I want you to look ahead and think about the next 10 years. So, you know, I'm 48. That means between now and the ages of 50, from now to 58. So, whatever age you are, I want you to think in that sort of wide amount of time. And what would you like your theme for your next era to be? Peace, joy and play, growth, fulfilled, adventure. Oh, I love it. Expressed, independent, abundant, peaceful, purpose, bold. Ooh, I love that. Happiness and peace. You know what the beautiful thing about peace is? And I'm sure when I share this, you will be nodding your heads, although I can't see you. Peace doesn't mean that everything is quiet and that all is well and nothing happens, right? Peace is a state within you. Peace is like, I feel peaceful and I know how to access peace no matter what's happening around me. And even as I step into, you know, a new era or a new role, and there's excitement and there's fear and there's enthusiasm, but there's also anxiety, that you can come back to a feeling of peace and be good with it all, that you have the self-awareness to sit with it all and that you can hold it all. That is what peace is, right? That's truly what it is to be peaceful. Yes, less resistance, less struggle, intentional self-fulfillment, joy, interdependence, serenity. Magical, colorful, and fulfilling. I love it. Okay, that is just so beautiful. So, in order to use the full power of our ability to create, we need to know what we want to create. And so, I want to ask you one more question. What do you think could get in the way of you creating a beautiful vision for your next era of your life? What do you feel are sort of the roadblocks or the challenges that might get in the way of you creating this beautiful vision? Practicality. Yeah, we gotta throw away the practicality. It's no fun to be practical all the time, right? Pleaser. Oh my gosh. Yes, that's a huge one. especially for us women, right? We were trained to please, to smile and be liked, and how important it is to be liked and for everyone to like us. Oh my gosh, that's one of the things I'm teaching my daughter now is like, and she's quite lovable and people do, you know, she's like an extrovert and she's funny and fun, but I'm like, not everybody's going to like you, and that's okay. I keep telling her that, you know? Yes, imposter syndrome, overthinking, fear. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. So the thing is, when we look at all of these things that hold us back, most of them are in our mind, right? They're not in our heart. They're in our mind. It's like those thoughts that come in and, you know, we get on that hamster wheel and we just like believe them and then they stop us. And that's truly the only thing that's stopping us. And I love this saying that our mind wants certainty. You guys have heard me say this before. If we worked together before, our mind wants certainty, but our soul craves adventure. And I truly believe that it's at this stage of our life that our soul wakes up and starts whispering tales of adventure, of taking risks and growth and making our dreams come true, right? Like, I think that's what happens. It's because we're like done with the practicality. We're done with the playbook. And now we're just like, let's go. Let's go do this. Let's play. Let's have fun. Let's, I'm looking at some of the words. Let's like experience abundance. Let's be fearless. Let's create magic. Let's fill our cups. Let's be bold. That's what our soul desires. And what's great is that, you know what, all that work you've done on your mind and all the experience you have and all the wisdom that you have from your years of experience, those are a foundation. You're not starting from scratch. You've got this incredible foundation that you can create from. And now your job is really just to tune in to that part of you, that the part of you that's saying you're meant for more, you're meant to have more, you're meant to be more, you're meant to do more. So today I really want to help you to unapologetically claim what you want for your next era. That's what I really want for you. And I want you to be able to say what you want without a long explanation or reason why, or, oh, it's because I did this for so many years and blah, blah, blah. No, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you want it and that's enough, right? What you want, the universe or whatever higher consciousness you believe in, right? It could be God, it could be the universe, it could be Mother Earth, but what you want, the universe wants for you. What you want, the universe wants for you. You are a piece of the universe, right? You are like a mini universe walking around. And so whatever it is that you desire, not from a place of ego, not from a place of what others expect of you, but from your own spirit, the universe is like, hell yeah to that. So another way to say it is, if it's in you, it's for you. If it's in you, it's for you. So what I want to ask you now is, do you know what you want to claim for your next era? Do you know what it is that you want? We can try to be a little bit more specific here. If you don't know, please just share, no, I don't know. But if you do know, I'd love to hear what you want for your next era. Isa says no. That's okay. I'm actually expecting no's. Anyone else? You only know the feeling. That's good, Loretta. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. Not exactly. Stepping into my new business activity. Yes, Alexia. Scale my work, bring humanity back into workplaces. Human to human. Oh, I love that, Michelle. All of it. I love it. Okay. Yeah. So quickly, I just want to like talk about why it can be clear to, it can be difficult to get clear on what we want, right? And I mean, the first I've talked about quite a lot is that sort of conditioning of being told what does success look like? What do you need to do in order to be successful? The sort of keeping up with the Joneses, and depending on your cultural background, it could be very deeply embedded. As a child of Indian immigrants, most, and I'm not going to say everybody, of course, but a lot of kids grow up with this, like, engineer, lawyer, doctor, right? And if you're not that, you're not successful. And so choosing another path, it's either like, oh, could she not get into medical school, or or is she just like a black sheep, right? So it's like counteracting that. And for some of us, that conditioning is extremely deep. The second thing is just the noise of the world, right? So even if you have this feeling in your soul, this feeling of more, we are constantly being bombarded by messages from all over, and we don't have time to think. We don't have time to be quiet and to self-reflect. It can feel almost uncomfortable to do that, right? That's why we like take our phones with us everywhere and we watch something while we eat, because we just need that constant stimulation. But the thing is, like, all that, like, that juicy knowledge and knowing and wisdom and that truth is within you, but the only way we can access it is if we get quiet, right? So that's sort of one of the things that I focus on in my work with women, is helping you to get quiet. Even if you're not ready to do it on your own, we do it together. And then, of course, fear, right? Which is all in our mind. That's the other thing, is like, sometimes the fear is like, I talk about it being this black cloud, and it stands in the way of that vision for ourselves. It stands in the way of the sunshine. If you think about the sunshine representing the vision for your next era, the cloud is right in front of the sunshine. And so until we clear some of that fear, we can't see it for ourselves, because we just don't even believe that it's possible. Yeah, quiet equals clarity. So what I want to do with you now, and I'm realizing that this session could have easily been 2 hours, so I'm not going to make it 2 hours, I promise you. But I think it's really important for us to go a little bit deeper. And so what I want to do is I want to lead you through a very short meditation. And this is like a very short version of a meditation that I created to help you connect to your inner goddess. And I've been talking a lot about that knowing inside of you. This meditation really helps you to connect to that knowing inside of you. And that's, I can send that to you in the email afterwards. But I want to lead you through a very, very short meditation. So I'm going to invite you, I'm going to turn on some music, and I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and get comfortable. And I promise you that this will be just a few minutes to get you tapped in. Need to get comfortable. You're sitting comfortably in your seat. Take a deep breath. Feeling through your mouth. Meditating with me and the other beautiful women on this call. Take another couple of deep breaths. I want you to anchor yourself right here, right now, in this moment of time. For right now, nothing else. to visualize a beautiful, bright white light, glittering, glowing light, and it's shining on you from up above, onto you, on your head. That path of white light is creating a pathway between you and the universe. Limited field of energy, peace, and possibility. I want you to imagine that within yourself, you are inviting your inner goddess, beautiful spirit within you, who is wise, loving, and knows the truth about who you are. I want you to invite her. And float above you into that white light above your head. Connect with her more deeply. I want you to remember all the times you have put to the challenge. All the love and generosity shower on the earth. The big dreams that you have for yourself. Draw on those lived experiences in your life to bring her forward. What does she desire most for you? Is it beautiful, vibrant, radiant, your goddess desire most for you? Hey, I'd love to hear from you. What came up for you? What did your inner goddess share with you? To feel safe. Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing to trust yourself. To be of service to women and girls, to let go. Ooh, how does that feel, right? To let go. I'm powerful. I can do whatever I set my mind to. Yes, Alexia. To listen to myself. Yes. And when you think about that, right? When you think about the feeling of being safe, or when you think about being like stepping into your power and knowing you can do whatever you set your mind to, or, you know, for you, Michelle, to like, you know, be willing to let go and to be willing to surrender and surrendering, remembering that surrendering isn't about not taking action, but it's about not trying to control, right? When you think about what that feels like to step into what your inner goddess wants for you, what does that feel like? What's the feeling? Freedom. Yes, feels familiar. That's so powerful, Lori. Fire jumping up from my stomach to my throat. Wow, yes. My gosh, honestly, you know what? We have forgotten how much we know, how much power we have. We've gone so disconnected from that part of ourselves, but it's still there. It's still there. So, this is what I want us to tune into, right? Right? Is that feeling, the feeling of freedom, the feeling of knowing, the feeling of trusting ourselves, of listening to ourselves, of stepping into our power. And know that all the things that we may want to create in our next era, like whether it is to start a business or grow a business or transition to more meaningful work or have or reach a personal goal or a health goal or have a more fulfilling partnership, right? Whatever, or more abundance, financial abundance in our lives. In the end, what we really want is the feeling that that gives us, and we have access to that feeling now. The more we can tap into that feeling, the more we start to act from that place. So, getting clear on your next era involves what we just did in a few minutes. And when you do that, that fire that's in your belly jumps to your throat and you just know it, right? And it understands, it involves understanding how you want to feel. So, we are getting close to our time, but before we do wrap up, I want to acknowledge something. When we haven't given ourselves much time to listen to our inner voice, sometimes it isn't very clear, right? And sometimes what we need to start with is what we no longer want in our lives. We need to start with, well, I know I don't want a toxic boss, and I know I want to have more peace in my relationship. I don't want to be constantly in conflict, right? Like it's like even tackling what we know we don't want is such a great place to start. But in order to get clear on what you do want, I want to just share a few tips with you. And the first I've already talked about, which is to get quiet, right? Get up before everyone else or get into bed on your own a little bit earlier. Go for a walk alone, sit in a coffee shop by yourself, bring your journal, give yourself time, do the inner goddess meditation that I'm going to send to you. Give yourself time to go within. You're not going to figure it out from up here. And then, as I shared, start with what you don't want, right? What's the opposite of what you don't want? What are you sick of? What are you done with? What are you like ready to let go of? Start with that. And then the third thing is just practicing self-awareness. Notice when you feel energized and light and confident and enthusiastic and in alignment with who you are. And then also notice where you feel restricted or constricted or tension. Right? Just start to be aware of that and write it down. Write down when you feel alive and when you feel restricted so that you can start to see what it is that feels in alignment for you and what doesn't. So, I want to quickly recap what we talked about today on our first day together, all about creating a vision for your next era. I want to remind you, so important that you are the creator of your life. You are a creator, period. But you're the creator of your life, and you created what it looks like today. And I know many of you on this call, not all of you, but I know the beauty that you've created in your lives, right? So you can continue to create whatever it is that you desire, using your wisdom and experience as a foundation. The second thing I want to leave you with is to honor yourself for being here, for taking this time, for intentionally considering what you want your next era to look like, and for believing it is possible for you. Even if it's just a glimmer, honestly, this is how it changes, is when you show up to something like this, or you sign up for something like this, and you commit to yourself that I'm not going to be one of those people who ignores this and just keeps going. I'm going to be one of those people who wakes myself up, right? Who listens to those inner voices, even if I don't quite understand what she's saying to me. I'm going to pay attention. And then what I'm really going to leave you with today is a bit of an assignment coming out of today's session. So I'm going to send you the questions that I asked you because I'd love for you to journal on them and reflect on them more. But then what I want you to do is I want you to write a clear statement for the vision for your next era. I want you to ask yourself, what do I want to create for my next era? And incorporate whatever is clear to you so far. So whatever you do know is a part of your next era, include that. Include what you don't want and how you want to feel, and then also what your soul is calling you forward to do. So a really tight little statement on the vision for your next era. And finally, if you haven't booked your call with me, make sure you do that. We'll drop the link in the chat again. And I just want to like leave you with one little thought, especially for my type A's in the group. And I'm guessing that there's quite a lot of you. Getting clear on what you want for your next era is one of the most productive things you can do, right? I'm talking to your mind now. I'm convincing your mind of the value in this exercise, because when you get clear on what it is that you want for yourself, the steps to get there, they come. You start making moves, and the next, you know, I think there's like a saying, right? Like once you start taking steps, then the next step appears. So it is the most productive thing you can do. So let's not waste time, busy time, on things that we don't want. Let's really get clear on our next era. And if you have any questions at all about what we talked about today, you can reply to any of the emails that I send you or send me a DM. And I thank you so much for being here with me today. And I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow we are going to be talking about making quantum leaps. So it's going to be an action-focused day. All right. Today we focused, I talked to your heart. I wanted to connect with your heart and to the part of you that knows that there's more for you. But tomorrow we're going to get into how do we step forward? How do we step forward powerfully into our next era? And that's what's to come tomorrow. Thank you so much. And I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope you found inspiration and use this podcast to start stepping into all you are. You can find information that was shared in today's show just below in the show notes. If you love this conversation, please share it with others so they can benefit from it too. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me on Instagram or share a link via text or email to a friend. Let's be clear, we need more women stepping into all they are. So go ahead and share away. And of course, subscribe to the podcast so that you receive the latest episodes every week, and take a quick moment to rate it and leave a review. Thank you so much. Until next time, remember to keep exploring what it means to be all you are.